producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Sorry about that. I'm having some audio come in on my end from my computers. I apologize. I think what it is we got this big picture of a tarantula up there on my screen. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. And you guys know I'm scared of spiders. You're not supposed to really be scared of tarantulas because they don't really try to bite and fly at you and hunt you down in your sleep like I think a lot of spiders do. Well, researchers...
They throw their butt hair.
That's right. Tom says they throw their butt hair.
So gross. So gross. I don't like tarantulas. They throw their butt hair. That is inappropriate for any species to ever throw any kind of butt anything at any other species. Inappropriate.
I have to agree. Well, I guess tarantulas have made it in the news. Because they offer a very potent painkiller, and that the toxin in tarantulas could possibly be used for that. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the nurse that had come down with Ebola. Apparently she has been discharged, and they had found the Ebola lurking in her brain. So we'll talk about how Ebola likes to hide out and what that means, obviously, for us, which is pretty scary stuff. Zika virus, more news on that. Apparently, we have a few pregnant women affected. They are very, very concerned about what is going to happen to their babies. We're going to talk about that. We have super lice. We talked about this a while ago, where many states have lice that kids are getting that is very, very resistant to most of the... most of the treatments that we have out there. What you need to know about this super lice. Vermont College has banned energy drink sales because it says these energy drinks are leading to high-risk sex. Okay, before it was drugs and alcohol, now energy drinks are to blame. Many of you guys are considering getting plastic surgery. Believe it or not, butt implants are topping the list on the top plastic surgery request, a butt implant, as well as male breast reductions. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so tarantula toxin, let's take a look at it. Researchers in Australia have identified a peptide in, get this, the Peruvian green velvet tarantula's venoms. That makes it sound like the spider is gorgeous and exotic. It's still a spider. And I guess they think it is going to be more effective and less addictive than most painkillers out there. Researchers reported a new role the cell membrane can play in the efficacy of drugs on pain receptors. Their goal is to find painkillers with fewer side effects and addictive qualities that can control pain as well or better than current options. For those of you guys listening to the show, you probably every time I talk about something like this go, okay, wait a second. How the heck am I supposed to get tarantula venom? Am I supposed to let a tarantula bite me? I don't know. Remember we talked about a spider bite? Being the cure for erectile dysfunction. Somebody had gotten bit by a spider and had noticed that it worked down there. So I was afraid that that's what people would do. They'd go find the spider and say, all right, bite me. Anyway, this particular finding on pain receptors was reported as part of a presentation at the annual meeting of the Biophysical Society, where researchers showed the potential medical uses for Pro-TX2, which is a peptide toxin found in the venom of this Peruvian green velvet tarantula. green velvet, la 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 la. Okay, anyway, sorry. I'd make a song about the spider. Researchers at Yale identified the tarantula's toxin as a potential painkiller back in 2014 after screening more than 100 spider toxins that could blunt activity in pain-sensing neurons. So that's the thing. If you kind of dull the pain-sensing neurons, then you don't have pain. You know, that's something we do in medicine. We take your body's ability, okay, and keen sense, and we dull it. We just dull it. We dumb it down. Just like with allergies. A lot of us are dealing with allergies. What do we do with allergies? How do we treat allergies? We block your histamines, or we block your leukotrienes, or we give you steroids to block your inflammatory response. You are overreacting with your histamine, so we dumb it down. We use steroids, etc. Same thing with these painkillers. If there's a way where we could sever the nerve or numb the nerve or decrease the inflammation or dull things down, that's the way that we could then your body perceives less pain. So anyway, University of Queensland researchers sought to understand how the toxin prevents activity at the neurons, potentially alleviating pain, neuron cells in the nervous system, in order to turn the poison into a usable treatment. So they studied the structure of the ProTX2 molecule while the tarantula was running around the lab, and researchers thought the precise peptide receptor to which it binds on the surface of cells and the role of the cell membrane in allowing it to do so. The spider came back to kind of check what the researchers were doing. They told the spider, go, ah, see, that's your peptide, D. And the spider just looked at them and then ran off. They said, our group is specifically interested in understanding the mode of action of this toxin to gain information that could guide us in the design and optimization of novel pain therapy. So this is how researchers talk. I know, I'm already bored to death too. Anyway, so they talk more about what they did with the toxin. Oh my gosh, this spider is hairy. It's such a meaty thing. Yeah, I think the reason why tarantulas are so... people are so fascinated with them is because they're big, they're hairy, they look like they got a lot of meat, and they crawl, and they're so creepy. I am going to have nightmares. I always have a nightmare about a spider. When I talk about a spider on the show, or I see a movie with a spider, Arachnophobia, that movie, you know, with Jeff Daniels years ago, and John Goodman, I had nightmares for weeks after watching Arachnophobia. Pretty scary stuff. All right, so that's what we're looking for. I mean, maybe these spiders, don't kill the next spider you see, because it could be, I guess, saving you from pain later. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, what is the latest here with Zika? Well, we have a lot. Okay? We have right now 9 women, we are being told, in the United States, confirmed to be pregnant while having a Zika infection. And we still don't know if 100% of the cases are going to have babies with the microcephaly, but I gotta tell you, the chances aren't good. They say Zika infections have been confirmed by the Sharon Herald.com in 9 pregnant women in the United States, one who gave birth to a baby with the rare birth defect, according to health officials. The CDC, since investigating 10 more reports of pregnant travelers with Zika, all got the virus while visiting or living in places with Zika outbreaks. Also on Friday, the CDC issued a caution to people planning to attend the Olympics this summer in Rio de Janeiro. They're saying if you're pregnant, you may not want to come out there for the Olympics. The U.S. cases add to reports out of Brazil. They, I believe in France, somebody got Zika sexually transmitted. All right, you are going to be hearing these reports, and you're going to be kind of a little confused going, okay, wait a second. I don't understand what the headline is. We have Zika. There's like one case of this, but there's nine cases of that. I'm kind of getting confused with the, the numbers. Well, the reason why is this headline of the first sexually transmitted Zika case confirmed in Europe, that's exactly what it is. It's a sexually transmitted case. Whereas these other cases that you're hearing are cases where they traveled to a country, got Zika, came back home after vacationing or going on a cruise or going on a work trip or a convention and then coming back or visiting family. Okay,
My biggest confusion on it is, I understand we don't have a vaccine or anything, but is Zika, like, once you get it, you've got it? Or, like is it like AIDS? Or is it something that can be treated with the proper antibiotics? Now, obviously, if you're pregnant, it's irrelevant. It's doing damage either way. But, for the rest of us that don't get pregnant, mainly us men, What do we really have to fear aside from a cold and possibly really angering a potential mother?
Right. Yeah, exactly. No. The Zika virus is supposed to go away in about 7 to 10 days. But here's the problem. I don't think they know enough about it. We're going to be talking about Ebola, how Ebola was supposed to be gone and everybody was supposed to be good. And then it hides out. We don't know if Zika will hide out like HIV. We think it's self-limited. It goes away and it'll never come back and bother you. So for men out there, that we don't think they're going to get hurt, with the exception of we're now being told that some men or women are getting Guillain-Barré, which is that deadly, it could be deadly, nervous condition that could cause paralysis.
Yeah.
So the Zika, even though usually it's supposed to be a self-limited quickie type of thing, virus that you get, they're looking to see if it is causing long-term paralysis or possible death. So they're studying that. And, of course, we're worried that if you have Zika, Tom, and there's a mosquito that likes you up in Minnesota, and who knows what mosquito will get up there, but who knows, these 80s mosquitoes could be very resilient, they bite you, give it to a lady who decides to become pregnant or is pregnant, then there's a problem. So that's why we don't want our men getting it too.
And now I'm officially moving to Canada. I would rather be in weather that hurts my face when the wind blows than deal with insects like that.
Exactly. Gosh, mosquitoes scare me too. No, but great question. All right, and now we're being told that Zika is expected to infect 1 in 5 Puerto Ricans, raising more of a threat to the United States. They say Zika has landed forcefully in America, according to the Washington Post, and they say there are 117 confirmed cases of the virus in Puerto Rico, 4 times the number than at the end of January. And again, these are people that are deciding to go and get tested. If you're just feeling, I don't know, I think I had some sort of the flu, I don't know what the heck I had, maybe it was Zika and you just didn't get it tested, okay? They say the island territory has a population of 3.5 million. They say is by far the most affected area right now in the United States, according to Tom Frieden, director of the CDC. The number will almost certainly rise sharply in the coming weeks, making it ever more likely that the virus will spread to our continental United States. Dozens of flights daily come out of San Juan, Orlando, Washington, New York, and other cities on the mainland. There's cruise ships that stop at Puerto Rico as part of the Caribbean tours. Puerto Rico's beautiful, I hear. I've never been. College students about to head there on spring break. So, we're watching what happens there. Experts say urgent action is needed before mosquitoes start to reach their peak with the start of the rainy season. Remember, mosquitoes like moist, humid, warmer temperatures. And these mosquitoes, these Aedes mosquitoes, are more resilient than others, they say. So these buggers can be actually traveling to places that we usually don't expect to see mosquitoes. So we need to be prepared. Right now, the CDC has sent 30 experts, yeah, a big 30, from its Atlanta headquarters to Puerto Rico, adding to the 70 CDC staff members already there that currently work on dengue fever but are now focusing on Zika. The CDC director is expected to visit there soon. President Obama's $1.9 billion emergency Zika request to Congress does include $250 million for Puerto Rico. So they don't think they're going to stop the Zika outbreak, but they would like to, again, avoid pregnant women getting it. They would like to avoid it coming to the United States. They say the labs expect to run 100,000 tests over the year for pregnant women, five times as many as they handle now. You know, they were talking about, okay, I want to talk about this first sexually transmitted disease, but there was also an article where you need to pay for your mosquito nets in the Olympics. Let me look that up. I saw that and I haven't found the article, but I heard about that when you go down to the, okay, here we go. I'm being told that the teams going down to Rio for the mosquitoes, okay, are being asked to purchase their own mosquito screens. They will provide them if you purchase them. Okay, you would think if you're hosting, you host, it's like we'll give you a bed, but you need to pay for the bed. Hosting doesn't mean what it used to mean. You know, you'll go to a conference and it'll be hosted by somebody. So you'll be like, oh, yeah, but you still got to pay for the room. You still got to pay for stuff. Yeah. Anyway, they say the screens is one measure Brazilians are using to ward off the mosquito that is the primary transmitter of Zika. It's going to be installed in communal areas where required, but only affixed to lodging if national delegations decide to pay for it. Now, I think they could cost anywhere from $15 to over $100. There's certain low-end screens to attach to the windows, and a number of athletes have expressed reservations about even going down there. And this just kind of adds to, all right, well, you could pay for it. Okay, here's the thing. All right, if we didn't see the cases of microcephaly, I can understand why Brazil may be like, can everybody just calm down? The media is going crazy with this. It's not that big a deal. Our Brazilians are fine. We don't even, you know, I can understand why they're like, look, okay, why should we, you know, provide something for free when the media is making a bigger deal about this? And you know how you can't control viral nature of a story going out there. But we are seeing these kids with microcephaly. We're being told that we have thousands of babies being born with these heads so small that the brain can't grow. So you would think everybody would kind of jump in and get past this. Well, it's just a story. To recap here, Zika infections have been confirmed in 9 pregnant women here in the United States. They say 3 of the women have delivered babies, 2 of the newborns. Okay, let's go back. Since August, the CDC has tested 257 pregnant women for Zika. 8 were positive, and a state lab just confirmed the 9th. 3 of these women have thus far delivered. 2 of the newborns were healthy. 1 was born with microcephaly. 2 had miscarriages, and they don't know if the Zika caused the miscarriage. 2 women had abortions. 1 after scans showed that the fetus had an abnormal brain. Details have not been provided for the second case. 2 pregnancies are continuing with thus far no reported complications. They say 5 of the women had Zika symptoms in the first trimester, including the miscarriages, abortions, and newborn with microcephaly. So right now, there's 2 pregnant women with Zika in Illinois, 3 in Florida, 1 in Hawaii that we know of, who gave birth to a baby with microcephaly. That mother had lived in Brazil early in her pregnancy. So, and then, of course, we aren't sure about the citizenship and et cetera. So we have no idea what part of the pregnancy the Zika could cause the most damage. We still cannot, with this small sample size, come up with a percentage of how many of these babies will fall ill. We'll keep you posted, though, on our end, 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Scottish nurse who had come back to the hospital after having Ebola originally and been discharged twice had gone back to a hospital in the UK for quote-unquote complications. And nobody really told us what those complications were, but we had talked about when, you know, in the medical realm, when you bring up the word complication, that doesn't mean they're in the hospital for a different illness. It's from something from the original illness. Well, we're being told she's been discharged from the hospital in London, but what had happened is the Ebola virus had gone to her brain. The Royal Free Hospital said in a statement that Pauline Caffrey was not infectious, but really didn't give any other details. She contracted Ebola back in December 2014 when she was working in a treatment facility, in Sierra Leone. This was at the height of the epidemic of the disease that went through, you know, multiple countries in West Africa. After being transferred from Sierra Leone to Britain, she initially recovered from the Ebola hemorrhagic fever, was sent home in January last year. Then she fell ill again in October. Doctors found the virus was persisting in tissues in her brain. They later said she had developed meningitis caused by the Ebola virus. Then she was discharged from the hospital in November and then back again recently. So, okay, we are going on year two of the quote-unquote Ebola epidemic. Even though they say the epidemic is quote-unquote over, you still have some smoldering cases. And keep in mind, Ebola was around before the epidemic. A case here, a case there, a case here. So you have an epidemic, and then you still have the cases that are here and there and here and there. So when do you call the epidemic over? We usually call it over when we feel like we have it in control, and we feel like we aren't having multiple more cases than pre-epidemic status. But the definitions can vary. But look at how scary this is. Okay, that one patient, the Ebola decided to live in the eye, and it came out and infected his eye. Now, going blind in an eye is no, you know, laughing matter. That's scary. But this woman, luck of the draw, her Ebola seems to like to go back to the brain, or it seems to like to hide out. Now, many of you are going, wait a second, this sounds so familiar to shingles. It's right. Shingles hides out in one of the nerves, and will usually, when it comes out in the exact same place where it decides to hide out. Shingles, the varicella vaccine, you get chickenpox as a kid from the varicella virus. It quiesces. Chickenpox goes away. You feel like you're cured, but that virus will hide out for the length of your life. That virus knows how to still live and stay quiet. These viruses are smart. I talked to you guys about dumb viruses versus smart viruses and super smart viruses. I told you dumb viruses are the typical cold that you get, like the adenovirus or, you know, viruses that kind of come, they land, coronavirus, they land in your sinuses so you could sneeze it out, you know, immediately when you're sick. They're self-limited. They don't have a way to propagate and stay alive for a while. So everybody knows you're sick. You know you're sick. You sneeze it out. You recover from it. It's kind of a dumb virus. Right? It doesn't really know how to, you know, still stick around. Then you got your smarter viruses, like your hepatitis, your herpes virus, the varicella, and looks like this Ebola. And, it, you know, you get it. And the virus will, okay, you know, cause its initial havoc, and then it'll hide. And it'll hide in a place and figure out how to live the rest of its life there, figure out how to propagate, but figure out how to stay under the radar. And then all of a sudden it decides to peek its head out and get a reactivation. And then it goes back and hides again. Those are, you know, herpes virus. We had a lady where she had a reaction, a weird spots on her hand. And I go, it looks like herpes. She's like, how would I have herpes there on the top part of my hand? I go, I don't know. But it looks like herpes. It's acting like herpes, but it's herpes affecting the hand. Well, it turns out she has genital herpes that showed up very recently in the blood, but it's type 2 herpes that's affecting the skin. So it's cutaneous herpes from type 2 and not type 1. Viruses are smart. Very, very smart stuff. So she's not happy with the news, but it's a virus, not going to kill her. We just have to, as it, you know, comes out and, you know, we knock it out or we give her some antivirals to keep it in its place and we make sure she doesn't shed a virus that causes genital herpes to somebody else. But this thing happens. We'll see. Skin herpes. HIV, the super smart virus, possibly. The HIV is the smartest virus we have ever seen. Smarter than Ebola. When you get the virus, you don't know you have it. You know, varicella or hepatitis or the other viruses, you know you got it. You know when you have a herpes virus, you can feel it. You know when you have the chicken pox, you feel it. Not HIV. You have no idea you have it. You have no idea. You can go for months without knowing. Then, you know, maybe you get some diarrhea. Maybe you get a little viral thing, but you don't know. Plus, you get it from something fun, like sex. Okay? You can also get it through the blood and through, sharing needles and, you know, things like that. Just like a lot of viruses you could get from, you know, sharing things. And then the cell it decides to affect is not the cells in the nose or the cells in the liver, like hepatitis or the nerves, you know, like varicella does, but it decides to infect the only cell that could fight it, the T cell. And it turns the T cell into turning around, making more of it. The HIV is the smartest virus I've ever seen. Again, I'm not, you know, a virologist, but I call it the superest, smart, super duper smart alecky virus out there. And, but Ebola is in the second class because you know when you have it, but you see what it does. It decides to hide out and then it comes back. What's worrying me about this is it's coming back in her brain twice. So meningitis can kill. And, poor woman. I mean, she didn't deserve this. You know, she was just over there volunteering to help. So we'll keep you guys posted, but, definitely praying she doesn't get that again. So, you know, the best thing to do is obviously avoid, getting any of these viruses. But if you do have herpes or hepatitis or Ebola or something, just never let your guard down. Know that at any time these viruses can reactivate. I think mono could do the same thing. I think mono can reactivate. It's the Epstein-Barr virus that sits there and then it just can kind of come out and make you tired. That's why we call it chronic fatigue. And just, you know, be prepared. When you talk to your doctor, tell them you have it, but don't let it sway them also, you know? Like we had a lady that came in going, you know, I have shingles. And I look, I go, but it doesn't look like shingles. She goes, yeah, but I've had shingles. And I go, where? And she goes, I usually get it on my leg. And I go, well, what you're showing me on your scalp is something different. So, you know, be careful. Be very, very descriptive about what you're telling your medical provider. You know, I don't want to blame you guys by any means, but a lot of times you sway the medical providers the wrong way without realizing that if you catch them at the wrong place at the wrong time on a busy day and you go, my diagnosis is this, they may be inclined to just believe it. Okay. What you need to do is go, look, I had shingles over here on my leg. Could this going on here with my head be shingles also? Well, maybe. Maybe the virus is also living near a nerve there by your scalp, you know. But don't just say, I have shingles. Take a look at my head. That's what it is. Because if it does have kind of a look and they see some pink spots, you know, before it vesiclates or whatever the word is. I just made that word up, vesiclates. Is that, I bet that's not even a real word, but it's a good word. Let's add that to the new dictionary. Something that is about to turn into a vesicle, vesiclates. I gotta write that down. That's really good. Anyway, okay. Let me see. Where was I going? I really need to. You know, that's my problem, okay? You know, I come up with I can make a poem, vesiclates. We should go out this weekend and bring our new roller skates. Please try not to kiss me, for I could vesiclate. No, that doesn't rhyme perfectly. Oh well. All right, man. I really should have been a poet. Much better than a radio host, huh? Don't go away.
Find it aggravating to wait for your slow flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires 4 elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult to remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the super lice outbreak has now spread to 25 states. What is super lice? Well, super lice is lice that is resistant to a lot of the over-the-counter medications. The chemical called pyrethroids used to have a 100% success rate back in 2000. Now, They've only worked on about 25% of the cases. States in which 100% of the tested lice were resistant included Illinois, Michigan, California, Texas, and Arizona. So, what does that mean for you? Well, it means when your kid comes home with this, it's going to stink. There is a new FDA-approved treatment called Air Allay. It costs about $170, takes about an hour, and has reportedly been found to be effective against the super lice that's resistant to the over-the-counters. They say they use heated air, they dehydrate the lice and the eggs in a single treatment. Okay, and it takes about an hour, and they guarantee it. The treatment takes 37 minutes itself before a 30-minute long post-treatment comb out to remove the dead lice and eggs, followed by the post-treatment rinse. Picking out the nits, that's something, you know, our parents and grandparents had to do, and, oh, that was horrible. You know, the time it took. With us, I remember I went to a sleepover. I didn't get the lice, but there was a girl who we had slept over that had lice. And so my mom would every day check my hair for weeks to make sure I didn't have anything. And it was like, and then I didn't get to sleep over for months at anybody's house. Anyway, I guess during the treatment, a trained Air Allay technician places the device's applicator tip under the hair and against the head, moving its position every 30 seconds until the whole head is treated, and the treatment may be covered by insurance, according to KDSK affiliate. Pediatric dermatologist Dr. Robin Gerrans told the Today Show that despite the findings that over-the-counter treatments are somewhat less effective, they will still work much of the time. Now, you could, here's the thing, okay? I would still try the over-the-counter prescriptions, okay? Rid is, I think, one of them. Nyx is another. I haven't bought any for my kids. I have boys. I'll just shave their heads. I already know what I'm going to do. But, they're not going to look cool. Yeah, your hair now looking cool, really? You don't even comb it in the morning. You're worried about your hair looking cool, and you don't even wash it in the morning and comb it like you're supposed to. Anyway. All right, they say the prescription medication and combing can still get rid of the lice. Lice, by the way, cannot live without a blood supply after 24 hours. Although the little nits, those little eggs, those are pretty resilient. They could sit there for a while. They are so hard to take out. You know, I'll examine a patient, and I'm like, yeah, you have some lice, and I'll try to pull one of them off, the eggs off, and I can't. So I'm like, you know what, let me just pluck the hair and show you. Boy, they know how to latch on. And it's not dirty hair. You know, I mean, any hair, you know, remember, this is an animal. I don't want to say animal, it's an insect, okay? I mean, it's a louse. It is going to latch on to something that gets exposed to. It doesn't care if it's dirty or clean or overly processed with blonde peroxide. So don't share hats. Don't share brushes. Don't, by the way, try to vacuum your kid's hair. A vacuum won't take it off. Make sure you wash the bedding. Use hot water. Put it on the hot setting. Basically, after the kids get a treatment, okay, even if the treatment works and you don't get all the little eggs, usually the kid is still okay to go back to school. But nowadays with this resistance, it's going to depend on the particular school district to see if they're going to let the kid go back to school. They say people with long, straight hair seem to be more likely to get lice. They say reduce your chances. Of course, avoid people that have lice and make sure you wash your shirts and jackets more frequently. Hoodies. Also, don't share the hoodies. That could be important. Vermont College bans energy drink sales, saying it leads to high risk sex. They think promiscuous and problematic behavior could be caused by you drinking energy drinks. And it also they say it could lead to alcohol abuse. Now, I remember telling people not to mix alcohol and their energy drinks, but just energy drinks alone making people more, I guess, what's the word I want to look for? I can't say words like that because, you know, okay, what do you call a guy that wants to have more, well, a guy. Okay, you know what, let's just not even go there. The Middlebury campus, which is the college's student newspaper, reported that the ban will take effect March 7th. It applies to popular energy drinks like Red Bull, Rockstar, 5-Hour Energy. These products will no longer be sold on campus. Students, though, can still purchase them from retailers elsewhere. The college's community council, composed of faculty, staff, and 12 students, approved the decision. This initiative follows a community council meeting in January when dining software, it says, in turn said the sale of energy drinks on campus did not align with their goal to nourish and nurture today and tomorrow by sustaining mind, body, and earth. Oh, that's a nice goal. That sounds very pretty. Now, there have been reports of heart attacks. There have been anecdotal reports of heart conditions. I've seen arrhythmias in my office setting with somebody drinking energy drinks. So I'm not a big fan. See, here's the thing. I mean, when I was going to school, they had no-dose. I was afraid to take it. Look at me. Okay, I was so afraid somebody as hyper as me taking any sort of caffeine. Now, mind you, I did like a soda every now and then, but I never took a no-dose. I have no idea what that would feel like, but I gotta tell you, man, being middle-aged, the thought has sure crossed my mind. But then you had people getting prescriptive medications for stimulants like Adderall and Ritalin, etc. And I know that when you're perked up, like coffee, et cetera, you do better. I don't think I ever felt more amorous after a soda pop. I don't believe that. I mean, but then again, in college, I was just always amorous, you know. I can understand how alcohol keeps your guard down, but energy drinks, here's the thing. Mixing alcohol and energy drinks, so hands down, dangerous. That's something you just do not want to go to, just don't go near. Remember, alcohol starts to sedate you, so you start getting tired and your body's telling you no more. Sometimes the alcohol can make you start feeling sick, not with an energy drink. With an energy drink, you're able to consume more alcohol. Stop it. That doesn't mean it's a good thing. So now you could become very, very intoxicated with a false sense of energy from the energy drink. Then you start to come down off the caffeine, not to mention you have the big alcohol load. That could be some pretty serious stuff, and I really worry about respiratory depression. Again, we haven't seen a lot of high sex risk with it, but I guess they're reporting that now, and I'm sure the colleges would know more than anybody else. And remember, with the energy drinks, there's a big difference between that and sipping coffee. Sipping coffee, it's hot, so you have to sip it. You can milk a coffee mug or a coffee cup for hours. Not when it comes to energy drinks. You down those things quick. So unfortunately, you're getting a big, huge bolus. And your body doesn't like boluses. It doesn't like big amounts of anything. All right? Except when it comes to butt implants. Butt implants are on the rise. Baby got back. And they say butt lifts and implants are the fastest growing types of plastic surgery, according to a new report from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. They show that from 2000 to 2015, the rate of people undergoing lifts rose by 252%. See, I don't sag there yet. I didn't even think that I was so worried about the front, I didn't even think of the back because you don't see that. But I guess your tushy can sag. And so people see, I've just always had too much tushy that I've been hiding it. Who knew that I had something that I may want to strut? Anyway, cosmetic procedures have been skyrocketing. Breast augmentation, reconstruction for men with gynecomastia. A lot of men are getting breast tissue removed. There's liposuction, nose reshaping, eyelid surgery, tummy tuck. I got to tell you, if you're a plastic surgeon, you're going to make some bucks. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
Gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.